I'm Sienna Mirabella, and you're listening to the Honey Soleil podcast, bringing you all things wellness for your mind, body, and soul. Hi guys, welcome to the very first episode of the Honey Soleil podcast. I am your host, Sienna Mirabella. So in today's first episode, I'm going to be diving into why I started this podcast, who I am, if you're unfamiliar with me, behind the name of Honey Soleil, and what you can expect to hear from this podcast from now and forever. So as most of you probably already know, since you follow me on social media, and that's probably how you got to this podcast, but I started a podcast back in April of 2019 with my co-host Emily. It was called Young and Ambitious. It was going really well and I thoroughly loved it, although her and I have mutually decided to venture out onto our own solo endeavors in the new year because we both work really better solo. I mean, that's just how we roll. And I'm super happy about this change because it's going to allow for me to create this new brand for myself, which I have been wanting to do for the longest time. And I'm super excited for this journey. I hope you guys are too. But that podcast is all gone now, so I don't think you can hear any more episodes of it. But this is a fresh start, a solo podcast for me, giving you all kinds of wellness advice, but I will get into that later. First things first, if you're unfamiliar with who I am, I'm going to give you a little background on me. So I am a YouTuber going on 9 years, and I have been doing YouTube since I was, 9 years back. Okay, I know I did YouTube when I was 12. I'm 22 now. Oh my God, that's 10 years. I have been on the internet for so long, but I've been doing YouTube for so long. It's a passion of mine. I really love editing, filming. I just love all kinds of creative pursuits. And that is why I recently launched a blog as well in October for another way for me to create and express my love for writing. It's another way for me to, you know, create more content for you guys, give more advice in a different medium. So I love creative endeavors. So that was the next thing that I launched. But as you guys know, I had the podcast as well during the year of 2019, but that is gone now. And now I'm going solo with this podcast. So like I said, I just love creative endeavors. And for me, I love to do as many projects as I possibly can. That's why this podcast is a really great outlet for me to give you guys more content throughout the week, because my video schedule, if you guys, you know, care and want to know, is, let me give you my whole content schedule. Let me break it down for you. Mondays are a new blog post. I will link all of my socials in the show notes, but Mondays are a new blog post. Tuesdays, you will get a new episode on this podcast every Tuesday. Wednesdays, nothing planned for Wednesdays. No, wait. Wednesdays are video days. If I'm going to upload twice a week, I'm going to upload on Wednesdays and Fridays. And on Instagram, I'm always on there, so you can just expect content around the clock on there. I'm trying to get better at being more consistent. Those are all of the creative endeavors that I'm doing. And you guys know I am terrible at articulating my thoughts. So this first episode is going to be a bit messy. It's going to be a bit all over the place. But I hope you guys can bear with me because I'm really excited about this. I'm so excited to be doing my own solo podcast and just talking about all of the things that I love and giving you guys advice, which is truly what I love to do, because my mission statement is pretty much that my personal legend of life is to enrich myself in all aspects. I want to be the best possible version of myself that I can be physically, mentally, spiritually. And so that's why this podcast serves as a way for me to kind of expand my horizons and enrich your lives along my own journey of self-growth. So I want to do this together. We're both learning, we're both growing, and we'll just learn and grow together because no one is perfect, but we are all striving to be our very best. And that's what you can do, is try your best. And I really believe in enriching your life to the fullest and living a fulfilled life. So I'm here to give you guys some advice, my own personal tidbits, and we're just going to grow on this self-care journey together. We are going to be the best that we can be together every week. And that is really what I'm here for. Now, behind the name, because a lot of you might be like, Honey Soleil, why, what, when, how, whatever. But basically, that name has been stuck with me for so long. I have had the website for that name since like 2017, I want to say. I've really just been drawn to that name. I love I love honey and I love the sun and I love French. So I just felt that it really aligned with my personal brand. And what I really want to do is for all of my future business endeavors, I want to label it as Honey Soleil. So if I create, you know, a clothing line, clothing store, hint, hint, it's going to be Honey Soleil. Everything is going to be Honey Soleil because Sienna Mirabella is my personal brand. It's, you know, my YouTube, my Instagram, it's just me. But Honey Soleil is just going to be for all my future business products because products? I meant projects. See, me being a dumb hoe who can't articulate herself. I guess it's because I'm just nervous because this is the first episode and like I'm doing this by myself. It's really nerve-wracking for some reason, but I will get better throughout the episodes, you guys. You guys know that I will get better at this. Just bear with me. But that's basically what I want to do with Honey Soleil. I want to create that as its own brand. So if I ever, you know, created lines for clothing or any kind of business project, I want to brand it as Honey Soleil. And I've just had that name forever. And I'm really drawn to, you know, you guys know I am all things French. I'm a Francophile, so I liked to create honey and sun, put it together, add a little French to it. So that's the name that I'm drawn to, and I hope you guys really like it because I think it's going to be a cute name to brand myself with and brand all my future business projects with because, you know, we're all trying to be girl bosses, and that is what we're going to do on this podcast. We are going to become girl bosses together. We're going to get our shit together. Now, as for what you can expect to hear on this podcast in the upcoming weeks, so this is basically my tagline, and it's wellness for your mind, body, and soul because I truly think that we need to take care of all pillars of our lives, all aspects. We want to live a balanced lifestyle. So this is basically just going to be your one-stop shop for all of your lifestyle and wellness advice. So I will also be interviewing people that I admire on here as well as give you guys multiple perspectives because, you know, you don't want to hear from me every week. We want to interview really amazing people in different careers, in different fields. I want to get a bunch of different perspectives on here. So you can expect at least a guest once a month. Definitely let me know on my Honey Soleil Instagram who you want me to interview on the podcast. I already have a great list. And hint, hint, my first guest to be on this podcast, I already recorded it, is Katie Bellotti. I love her. I know a lot of you guys probably know her. That episode will be coming out as the third episode, so stay tuned for that. But definitely let me know who you want to hear from, what type of people, what industry you want to hear from, if you want to hear mostly females, because you know, I'm all about female empowerment. Come on, I love women. We all love women. So I want to interview really strong, hardworking women who are interesting and can bring value to the podcast. So definitely let me know who you want to hear from or what type of field you want to hear from, like a woman in, you know, a tech industry job. Just let me know. And this podcast is here to serve you. So you let me know what you want to hear, what advice you want, whatever you want, this is for you. Also, if you guys listened to the YNA podcast, the Young and Ambitious podcast, I'm going to be running this podcast a lot similarly to that. So meaning that it will be a similar style content and I will be continuing to upload every Tuesday. And I want to keep those raw talks alive. So if you listened to if you listened to the Young and Ambitious podcast, we did these raw talks every month or so where we would just answer questions from you guys. And I want to keep that going. So every month on the Honey Soleil Instagram and my own personal Instagram, I will post, hey guys, I'm filming a raw talk or I'm recording. There's my YouTube brain. I'm recording a raw talk episode. Send in your questions for me to answer. And that is what we will be doing every month or so. I think at least once a quarter, but probably once a month because I really love answering your guys' questions. Maybe, you know, just getting raw, talking about whatever, answering questions you have for advice, because I know for me, it's better when I write things down. So most of these episodes, I'm going to have guidelines, you know, like I'm going to write out my guidelines of what I want to talk about. But with these raw talk episodes, it's basically just you guys asking me questions and I'm answering them on the spot, my real genuine thoughts in that moment. And I think that's a really fun way to keep those raw talks alive. So if you listen to YNA and you loved it, raw talks are staying here, same upload date, and I'm still giving you that wellness, that girl boss lifestyle content. And I'm here for it. I hope you are too. Now, I'm going to also be doing chit chat at the beginning of every podcast episode. So if you guys liked that from the last podcast, I'm doing it again. But I figured I would do a little bit of chit chat right now to kind of end this episode since it is very short. It's just a brief episode kind of giving you the lowdown of what's going to happen with this podcast and what you can expect from it. So for now, I'll give you a little chit chat to end this episode. Okay, so for the chit chat, what's been going on in my life lately? Because I feel like I have not updated you guys in so long since the YNA podcast ended in December. I have a lot of things to update you on. I'm very excited. So the first thing, I am starting college next week. Actually, when you hear this episode, I'm probably already in college. Wow, this is scary. So I have my first classes on January 13th. I am so excited to be embarking on this journey of college. I think it's going to really keep me busy, and I love having a busy schedule. I'm Italian, so we believe in like pleasure and having a good, relaxing, slow-paced life, but I do like having more structure in my daily schedule, because when you work from home, it is really difficult to kind of manage your own time and like set your schedule. So for me, I'm now going to be like kind of setting different days for different activities on my like Google Cal. So Mondays I have classes. So Mondays are just my errand days, my class days, that kind of thing. Tuesdays, I'll get into this later, but I got accepted into the Wing, which is a co-working space, and I'm going to be working at the Wing on Tuesdays to do my online class, to do podcast work, YouTube work, all kinds of work. I'm going to spend the day at the Wing, which I'll talk more about in a little bit. But then Wednesdays, Thursdays, and Fridays are going to be my YouTube days. So filming, editing, uploading, all kinds of stuff like that. And I'm really excited to have more structure into my schedule, because for me, I would just do things on days that I was like, okay, today I'm going to film, today I'm going to do a podcast. And I do not thrive without structure. So I think that adding school to my plate is going to be really good for it, because now I'll have school, YouTube, this podcast, the blog, my Instagram, and that's just really good, because if I'm not busy, I am the most unproductive, lazy person ever, unless I have like deadlines and time crunches. So I'm really excited to be starting school. And I told you guys in the last podcast episode on my old podcast, but this is a new one, so we're starting fresh. But I am majoring in communications with a concentration in public relations, because I truly love what I do. Like being online, having social media career, owning businesses, stuff like that, and marketing is just so interesting to me, and I want to keep it going. I couldn't see myself in any other career field, so that's why I think that this degree is really going to benefit and just help me communicate better, learn public relations. Just, it's perfect for what I currently do. So that's the degree that I am majoring in. And yeah, so okay, back to the Wing. I know I mentioned it, and if you guys don't know what it is, let me tell you. So the Wing is essentially this co-working space for all women, which you guys know I love that, because female empowerment. But it is this amazing co-working space where they have locations so many different places, but I'm going to be working at the one in West Hollywood, and I've deemed Tuesdays my days to go to the Wing to get work done, because I think it's just going to be an amazing place, because there's food there, there's coffee there, there's beauty rooms, there's quiet spaces that you can also work. You can book podcast rooms, like recording studios. There's just so many things, and there's such a network of people that you can meet. It's honestly the best thing that I joined, and I'm going my first day tomorrow, actually, which I will have already done once you hear this podcast. Again, I'm very bad at the timeline, but I'm so excited to join the Wing, because I feel like it's just a way for me to get out of the house more, because, you know, when you work for yourself, you're always home. You're not even talking throughout the day except to like a camera or yourself. So for me to go there and like maybe network with some more people, meet some other creative entrepreneurs, like just amazing other women while also getting work done, is a dream come true. So I'm very excited about that. I cannot wait to get into the Wing and just start hustling. I'm very excited for 2020. I just see so many things happening. I'm changing my life. Like, I am getting back on track. And as a lot of you might have known, is I have been struggling with depression since I was very young, and anxiety. So it really recently hit me again, like 6 months ago. So I have been super inconsistent with what I do. And And I have been just like getting out of this depression. And I feel like 2020 is just the year where mental health is like a priority. Mental health and my career. I am going to crush this year. I know, here's me just hyping myself up, like giving myself a pep talk. But I want all of you to crush 2020. This is your year. And like, it doesn't matter if you fall off the wagon. Like if like, okay, so let's say you're eating healthy and you fall off the wagon a couple of days. It's okay because every single day is a fresh start. And that's why I just think that you guys can kill it any time of the year. You don't have to wait till January 1st. You don't have to wait for like Monday. You can kill it whenever you want and just work on yourself. And that's what I love, is that every single day is a fresh start. Every week is a fresh start. Every month is a fresh start. And you can always change your life. And that's what I'm really excited about for this podcast, is to just kind of enrich both of our lives. We're both working to fulfill our lives, be the best versions of ourselves that we can be, and just kick ass in 2020. So that was my first episode. I hope you guys liked it. It was very short, but don't worry, next week's episode is going to be just as long as every other episode. It is going to be, I'm going to ballpark for 40 minutes to an hour. So I'm very excited to record the second episode, and I'm very excited for you guys to hear my interview with Katie, because she is a fantastic girl. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode, and I will see you next Tuesday. Bye.